One day, I hope you'll see. One day, I hope you'll say. And on that day, you'll be all that you may. See, there's no limit to your value in dollars or cents or any other measure, because you deserve defense. You deserve pleasure. You were born on purpose, born with a plan. Now is your time to grow as tall as you can. You were born to live and get what you want. All you have to do is give.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where both could live. If I was a sculptor, well then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in the traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, yeah, this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is a song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is when you're in the
world. Live from on top of the world in Homer, Alaska, I'm Chris Story, and this is On Top of the World, radio on purpose.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting, still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
But what if I can't see all the way to the end? Have you ever felt that? Like, you can't see your way forward. You cannot see the end. But you need to take that first step anyway. You need to go into the darkness with faith and with trust. And sometimes it's blind. Dr. Martin Luther King said, take the first step in faith. While you may not be able to see the whole staircase, just take that first step. That's easier said than done. It really is. When you're thinking about your life, when you're thinking about where you want to go from here, when you're thinking about who you're supposed to be, where you're going to be, where you've been, You've got to operate on faith. You don't have a choice.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Mr. David Webb is back. He's your engineer and producer all the way back up at the mothership of KPEN and KGTL AM and FM. We're so grateful they let him out of the country. We weren't sure about that, but he said, arrivederci, I got to get back to the top of the world. And so here he is. I want to thank Horizon Wireless, Horizon Satellite, helping make this program possible. Do what we've done. Call 226-3130. You can thank me later. Just make the call. 226-3130. Horizon Wireless, up and down the peninsula for 10 years. Started with nothing, started from scratch, and they've built a network that's built to last. It's incredible, it's timely, it's fast, and their service is, well, it's a top-of-the-world service, I guarantee it. Horizon Wireless, 226-3130. It's time for Mindbender. One of my favorite times. The last week I got a little bit overzealous, overgenerous, and I gave out more coffee cards. It's fine. It's great. Captain's Coffee. Drink all you want. They'll brew more. Captainscoffee.com. Fresh baked goods. Breakfast, lunch, or a late afternoon snack. It matters not. You're going to find it delicious and hot at Captain's Coffee. Captainscoffee.com.
Coffee is the number one drink in the world. Everybody drinks it. Even little kids in Mexico drink coffee. Drink the coffee. It'll make you feel better. Picks you up, it calms you down, it's the lifeblood that drives the dreams.
They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
All right, your mind bender, you're playing for a coffee card. I'll remind you the number right now. It's 907-299-7653. Looking for a textual message with your name and answer to the following question. It's Desert Island time. If you were headed, I don't know why you would ever know you're going to head up to a desert island in advance. Well, let's pretend you knew. You were headed to a desert island. That's it for the rest of your life. You can only bring one endless supply of food. What are you eating? What's the one specific food you would bring to that desert island? At 299-7653. Remember, you're going to eat it for the rest of your life.
They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
I've been thinking about this. I don't know why I've been thinking about it, but I've been thinking about it. And I don't know what I would bring, so I'm actually curious. What would you bring? What's the only food you would eat on this desert island for the rest of your life?
You date a girl and find out later she smells just like a percolator.
Oh, that's awesome. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. I have an invitation for you. People ask me all the time. They'll say, I don't know, maybe I'll see them somewhere Monday or sometime Tuesday morning. Maybe, I don't know, the Wednesday or Thursday. What, doesn't matter. Someday they'll say, oh, what's your show about tomorrow? Or who's on the show today? Who's on the show tomorrow? And a lot of times, I don't know. And this comes together very much like artwork. You know, it's like, I don't know what I'm, so you sit down at the canvas, but today I have an invitation for you. I knew today was for you. So I'm asking you to be my guest.
Come on, baby, and be my guest. Come join the party and meet the rest. Everything's gonna be all right. So be my guest tonight.
So here's what I want you to do. I'd love to be in conversation with you. If you'd be willing to be my guest for a segment of the show, I'd love you to text your name and number right now at 299-7653. Just a conversation between you and I. We're going to see where it goes. I think you're incredibly fascinating. I think you're interesting. And I'd just love to talk to you for a little while. 907-299-7653. Text me your name and number and be my guest.
I'm going to sing my bang on the plate. I'm going to make you queen for a day. Everything's going to be all right. So be my guest tonight.
You're listening on Top of the World. Got a couple invitations out there for you. One is the Mindbender. What food are you bringing to the desert island? It's the only food you're going to eat for the rest of your life. What would it be? 299-7653. Also, looking for you to be my guest here on Top of the World. Just text me your name and number, and we'll coordinate and get you on the air. It's just a conversation. Just you and me having a phone conversation. A few other people might be listening in. 299-7653. Much more to come here from on Top of the World.
I'm gonna sing my bang on the plate. I'm gonna make you queen for day. Everything's gonna be alright. So be my guest tonight.
You're listening to On Top of the World, radio on purpose. Chris Story here. I want to invite you to go and subscribe to my podcast. It's this show, bits and pieces of it, over 600 episodes at On Top of the World Radio on iTunes. Just type it in, On Top of the World, in a search. Wherever you get podcasts will pop up, and you'll get everything we put out there. It's all absolutely free. Just subscribe, and you'll never miss a bit of the show online at On Top of the World Radio on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Write, even if it's not right. I love the English language to an extent. I'm not a master of it. I'll admit that. You know that. If you've listened to this program, you may be one of the people that have texted me and said, well, I think you mispronounced that word. And it happens, and that's fine by me. But I love this. Write even though it's not right. Your story matters. I was talking to a friend earlier today, and she made a comment that she would love to write a book, but she doesn't feel she's got a grasp on the English language enough to do it, or grammatics and punctuation and everything. And I was just saying, your story matters way more than your technical abilities of writing. So write, even if it's not right. Write it anyway. Write your story, write a memoir. My brother, I was telling her, because she's very intelligent. She's like my brother, very linear in thought, very much a detail person, very, very linear. And I was saying, my brother's the same thing, same way, same mindset, and an engineer's mind, if you will. And he and I were playing ping pong in Arizona when we were down there in March. And he started telling me a story. Now, he just said, because we were talking about my books, Born to Live, Backyard Millionaire, and he's read them and critiqued them, but liked them. He enjoyed them. But it's he just was telling me the story that he's kind of been thinking about, and I was fascinated. I said, that's an incredible story. I want to read that. I want to know how that ends. I want to know that story. And he said, yeah, I don't know. And he made a comment. He said, you know, the difference between you and me is you don't know you shouldn't do what you do. I love that. He said, you just don't know. You're not supposed to be able to do what you do. You're not supposed to be able to just start a radio show. You're not supposed to be able to start a podcast. I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean you authored books? What are you talking about? And he knows so much of what he doesn't know that it's holding him back. And I'm just saying, write even if it's not right, because your story matters. Even here's the catch, and maybe this will help you unlock your hidden author, okay? Write as though for your eyes only. No one else in the world ever has to see what it is that you write. But if you look back on your life as far back as you can recall and put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard, whatever your preference is, and just get it down, or you have this image of a story. A lot of times people think, oh, novels are very difficult to write, and they are. 50,000 plus words is a difficult thing to string together with a cohesive storyline and little subplots and genres and so forth woven into a nice complete ending. Yeah, it can be, but maybe that's not the first thing you do. Maybe the first thing you do is a short story about an adventure that you went on, or it's a short story that's kind of living in your mind, and maybe it's a page, maybe it's 10, 15, 20 pages. It can be anything. But I really think if you'll get it down, and I'm talking about two things at once. I'm talking about your story, your memoir, your life, because I know it's interesting. But I'm also talking about the story that's rolling around and rattling in your head, and you just wish somebody would write this down. I'm telling you, it's for you to write. Mindbender is, what food would you take to a desert island? Remember, on this desert island, you'll eat no other food for the rest of your life. This is it. There's no other food you're going to have access to. This is it. Brad says, In-N-Out double-double hamburger. I've never had one. And this is one of my great regrets of having been outside in March. That was something that I wanted to do. Zoe and I both wanted to get In-N-Out. Neither of us have had. We grew up in Homer. You know, our culinary experiences to some of those things are a little limited. So we'd never been to In-N-Out. There was also a White Castle in the vicinity. We didn't make it to either. And then another one was Steak and Shake? Shake Shack. Shake Shack. That was it. Didn't make it to any of those, and we really wanted to. So Brad's going to take... In-N-Out. This individual here says PB&J, of course. PB&J. You could have picked anything. Anything at all. Deborah says, are you allowed to forage? Of course you can forage. So she says the island's for greens to eat and catch fish from water around the island, of course. Or is it just one food only? If yes, my food would be... Okay, so we're getting to the heart of it. All right, Deborah's saying cheesecake. Going to bring cheesecake, but I love how she started off with greens and fresh fish, and but then quickly gets to really what she's actually bringing, which is cheesecake, and we're on the same page. But then she says, if not, then probably salmon. My daughter says sushi. I'd go with that too. All right, I like that. Those are all good. Robert's chimed in with Odie's breakfast burrito. I love how he's woven in a little commercial there. Nice, Robert. I don't know if you're getting paid by the minute, by the word, whatever you're doing it well. Larry says, good afternoon, Chris. I would take pemmican, a small bar that can provide energy all day. It can last for 100 years. Wow. Larry, hats off, because you're incredibly, what's the word, practical? Wow, he's taking pemmican. I think I want to be on a different island, Larry. I think I want to be on Brad's island. And no offense to you, but In-N-Out burgers sound a lot better than pemmican. Again, Larry, you'll probably be the more productive and energetic of the two islands. Heather's going to take steaks. Hello. Memories, keepsakes, and important pieces of your life deserve to be secure, safe, and comfortable. Downtown Mini Storage to the rescue. Hi, I'm Chris Story. Downtown Mini Storage has been keeping my valuables safe, secure, and dry for over 20 years. In fact, I like Downtown Mini Storage so much, I bought the company. Call Downtown Mini Storage at 299-7653 in downtown Homer, Alaska. Move in today and get your first month absolutely free at Downtown Mini Storage on Lake Street, across from SBS and Homer. Where are you going to keep your stuff? Call Downtown Mini Storage today at 299-7653. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. In just a little bit, we'll be talking about how to get lucky in life. Born to Give. I want to give something away. And you've got TBC Radio Word coming up. And for better or worse, richer or poorer, we've got great, great program in store. However, I'm still looking for you to join me. If you'd be my guest... in the latter portion of the program, text me your name and number, 299-7653. No pressure. And here's the reason I'm doing this. 299-7653. Text your name and your phone number you want me to call you at. And don't punk a friend, by the way. don't send somebody else's name and number and have me put them on air unwittingly. Don't do that. This is you. And I just said to myself this morning, I was just thinking about it. And I was just thinking, I wonder, because I truly mean this. I think everybody, I've never met anybody that isn't fascinating, that isn't really, truly interesting. So I want to talk to you. 299-7653, 299-7653. 7653. You ready? You ready for dinner? Little Mermaid, big flavor and every little bite. Little Mermaid is like sitting down to a meal prepared by, and this is no exaggeration, Michelangelo, or Michelangelo if you want to be a perfectionist. And I'm not even kidding when I say that. Evan and Kathy Vogel are masters at flavor, and not just flavor, but ambiance, plating, all things delicious. The Little Mermaid, dine in or take away, 399-9900, 399-9900. Homer's known to be a foodie community. Come taste why. The Little Mermaid, 399-9900. All right, it's time for Born to Give on Top of the World Radio Big Book Giveaway. That's right, I want to give away one of my favorite little books. Okay, it happens to be one that I've written, but it's okay. I want to give this away. It's called Born to Live, and I love this book. So Born to Live is basically the story of finding purpose on the road of life to hope. So it's about a young guy. He's lost his way, and he gets stuck. And that was the original working title of the book, was called Stuck. I changed it to Born to Live. And he's stuck only to learn that he's actually right where he's supposed to be. So if you know somebody that could use this message of hope, and it may be you or maybe a friend, this is just a small little book that says, hold on. If you just text me this individual's name and address at 907-299-7653, I want to send it to them. Might be sending it to you. I've got about 5 or 6 here sitting on my desk ready to mail out. Again, 907-299-7653. Somebody asked me the other day why I wrote this book and The Backyard Millionaire, and was it for the money? And I said, absolutely not. Now, as you know, take the money. But it's actually about this message. I felt compelled to get this message to you. And so whomever that might be, Born to Live, again, it's a small little book with a big, big message. Text me the name and address of somebody you think could use this gift at 907-299-7653. And it's fine if it's you, but it may be somebody you know, somebody that's going through a challenging time right now. And I would love to send it to them.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing a note for a note, so don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you want me, you make it double. So don't worry and be happy.
Love this version by Joan Thiel. She great. I love the tone of her voice.
Happy now.
I ran across this quote and I wanted to share it with you. I wrote it down as soon as I saw it. It is the mind that maketh good or ill, that maketh wretch or happy, rich or poor. Edmund Spencer. It is the mind that maketh good or ill, rich or poor, wretch or happy. Isn't that so true? It's all what happens between your ears.
The landlord say your rent is late. You may have to leave the gates. So don't worry and be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
You're listening to On Top of the World. Still looking for you to be my guest right here on Top of the World. I don't bite. It's easy. It's fun. Just be my guest. Text in your name and number 299-7653, and we'll come back with you on air here on Top of the World. Stick around. You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose, our mind bender presented by Captain's Coffee. Remember, you're playing for a coffee card. Deborah's already picked up one card, and Deborah picked up a copy of Born to Live. Lucky day for her. You can still get a coffee card right now. Text in 299-7653. This is for Captain's Coffee. What's one specific food you'd bring to the desert island? Now, this desert island, you're never leaving it. This is an endless supply of this specific food, and that's all you're ever going to get to eat. 299-7653, 299-7653. 5-3. It's time to get lucky. This is your fortune cookie for the ears. Some people right now are like, oh, it's like nails on a chalkboard. All right, this is from Breathe Magazine. All right, Breathe Magazine from their January issue, How to Get Lucky. Number one, expect good fortune. Expect good fortune. Have optimistic expectations. Yeah, it can be that simple, but be ready to pivot. That's my warning. You know, expect the best, but be ready to pivot for whatever it is you get. But you might as well expect the best. Another way to get lucky is to say yes. But what if it's scary? It might be scary. Sometimes going outside your comfort zone is scary, but it can lead to incredible results and what will look to others like luck. Like, how come they're so lucky to win? Well, you didn't enter. Hello? Was it luck or did they just say yes? So be willing to say yes. And another way to get lucky, according to Breathe Magazine, is to write it down. And doesn't that work well with the on top of the world philosophy that we talk about each week? Writing down your goals, setting it down to paper, having a plan, working the plan. Plan for success. Plan for good fortune. And it will be yours. You're listening on Top of the World Radio on purpose. You don't want to be my guest? You could be my guest. Text in at 2. I'm not going to beg, but I just felt compelled. I felt like there was somebody that I'm supposed to talk to, somebody that wants to be on the program, that wants to just be in conversation. And we normally don't open the phone lines. We normally don't have, you know, just call-ins per se, but this is a little different. I'm referring to you as my guest. So if you'd like to be my guest, just simply text in at 299-7653, your name and phone number, and we will get back to you. I want to talk about a philosophy that's near and dear to me. It's a philosophy of Raku. Raku, and how this philosophy can change your life. Now, the philosophy of Raku, I don't want to debate if you're a potter and a bit of a, what's the term I'm looking for? Pointy-headed potter? That wants to debate the actual meaning of Raku. I'm not interested. Here's my version of it. And I think it's one you can embrace for this conversation. It is perfectly imperfect. Imperfect perfection. Perfectly imperfect. That is exactly what was embraced 500-600 years ago in Japan by the Raku family. I understand that a lot of it was accidental. There's a lot of debate as to the origins, and the name actually means joy, and then others will debate that the family never really existed. I'm not interested in that conversation. Here's the conversation that I have accepted, and that is that Raku is perfect imperfection, because I buy it. That's all. It resonates with me. And so I'm there. This is what I consider to be my art and my way. And it works its way into everything that I do. Like, this show isn't perfect. I make mistakes. Sometimes my lisp comes back and overtakes me. And it's like, oh, where'd that come from? My books, as I just said earlier, are totally imperfect when written. Were it not for an editor, it would look completely illiterate. You know what I mean? I mean, I have embraced this in every area of my life. I really do believe that the most interesting things are imperfect. The most interesting mountains, the most interesting trees, the most interesting people, stories. Imagine the how boring a story. I was born, lived a perfect life, never had any adversities, and then died at 103 in my sleep. Oh, well, that's interesting. But that isn't reality either. Each of us have had imperfections, and embracing them and just saying, you know what? Without those imperfections, I wouldn't be who I am and where I am and what I've got, who I've got in my life. So that's what I love about that. And it reminds me of The Perfect Game. I don't know if you remember, because it was probably, I'm guessing, 10 years ago. I had a guest on this show by the name of Matthew Ferry. And Matthew Ferry's a real estate sales trainer. So he travels the country training. And I had seen him, oh, along about 2006 or 2007 in Las Vegas. And I just introduced myself and ended up becoming acquaintances and befriended him. And he became a guest on the show a couple of times. And he shared with us what he calls the perfect game. And so the perfect game is this. It's three parts, and anybody can play it anytime, anywhere. Number one, you accept what is offered. You accept what is offered, okay? You do what is suggested and declare it perfect. That's the three parts. The sum total of the perfect game is to accept what is offered, do what is suggested, and declare it perfect. And I think it's probably obvious, but I'll say it anyway, obviously not to the detriment of your own health or that of somebody else's, right? You're not gonna accept what is offered. What's in this drink? Don't worry about it. Just take it. No, it's not what it is. It's for your best interest. We're talking about a mutually beneficial thing that is being offered or suggestion is being offered. You take and accept what is offered, do what is suggested, and declare it perfect. And the example that he gave on the show was about he and his fiance were heading over to France, as I recall. And they're sitting on the tarmac, ready to push back. And he just said, you know, want to do something really unusual on this trip? Why don't we do this? And he came up with these three points: to accept what is offered to us. Let's do what is suggested because we have no agenda or itinerary on this trip. And let's, no matter what happens, declare it perfect. And I like that because, you know, you're not just being blown about in this world by unnamed winds. You're actually in control of where you're going, but truthfully, only to a certain extent, and you might as well embrace the imperfections along the way. Go to the phones here on Top of the World. Let's see what's going on. Well, you know what? It looks like we have a guest. I love that. It looks like we have a couple of guests. Let's see what we can accomplish here in the next segment. Another answer to our mindbender question, it would have to be chicken because chicken goes with everything. This is the meal that Jennifer's taking to the desert island. You can cook it in so many different ways. And if you've never had, Jennifer, if you haven't tried this, I really suggest that you do this. It's called chicken sushi.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts.
Hey, Jennifer, please don't do that.
Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, yeah, yeah. Coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Ooh. Sometimes you feel like a nut, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes you don't. Ooh. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts. Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
I swear to you, the commercials of yesterday, the commercials of my childhood and yours maybe, are so good. Just so absolutely marvelous that I ran across that one and I said, I got to share that with you. You're listening on Top of the World. I want to play a quick song by George Jones. And actually, it's not a song by George Jones. It was a song cut by George Jones. In fact, it was the last song that he did cut before he passed. And he chose to not only cut this song, but make it his title track of his final album. But the song is actually by Alaska's own living legend, Hobo Jim. The Rock.
When you wake up in the morning and you wonder why no one's beside you, where I usually lay, and you think you hear the sound of distant thunder, well, that's just your old rock, just your old rock, a rolling away. I was a rock standing strong for you. Oh, there was nothing that I wouldn't do, no matter the cause.
You're listening on Top of the World Radio on purpose. I really do need to send a shout out back to Jennifer. Jennifer, the chicken sushi is a joke. Please do not eat raw chicken.
No.
Like some old I'm your rock, just your old rock, but
You're listening on Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. Joining me now is my guest, all the way over from Seward, Alaska, Bingit. Welcome to the Top of the World.
Thank you.
I got to ask, because I did ask to pronounce your name correctly, where does the name Bingit come from? Is it a family name?
Well, it's a little bit of a story. Nothing too impressive. basically, on the way back from the hospital, my parents didn't have a name for me, and my dad wanted to name me after a distant cousin of his named Bing, who was actually a woman. And my mom said, "Oh no, that's not feminine enough. Let's try Bingit." So, and then as the story goes, later on somebody who was a nurse at the hospital said, "Oh, that's a Norwegian town from near where I come from in Norway. It must be a Norwegian name." And so then my brothers, their names were Leif and Eric. And I think my mom and dad wanted to stick with the Scandinavian theme. So that's pretty much how I got my name.
I love your parents already. I think that's fascinating. Bingit, welcome to the Top of the World. Thank you for that. Now, how often do you have to correct or train people to say your name? I imagine it's all the time.
Yeah, well, you know, pretty much. Yeah.
how did you end up in Seward?
Well, you know, I actually grew up in Kenai. And then growing up as a kid, my family would sometimes come over here for, you know, just little camping trips and so forth. So I never thought I'd actually live in Seward. In fact, you know, I remember at Kenai High, we were like, they were our arch enemies, you know, the Seward Seahawks and stuff. I actually went down to school at the UW and graduated. I ended up getting a job with this company called the International Pacific Halibut Commission. And so they had a sampling position for a field biologist open in Seward. So in 1996, my husband and I ended up moving here to Seward. Yeah.
It's like anywhere in Alaska. We have limitations. There's only so much you can do part of the year. You've got rain, you've got different inclement weather patterns and so forth. But in life in general, Bingit, what's your philosophy on facing challenges or adversity? Do you consider yourself to be an optimist? And if so, where do you think you got that from, family or experience?
I definitely consider myself an optimist. In fact, and I guess mostly I attribute that to my parents, Dr. Pete and Carolee Hansen, for sure. Yeah. My dad was like an amazing optimist, always positive. And it sometimes I think would drive us kids crazy. Because no matter what the situation, it seemed like there was always something, you know, to look on the bright side about, no matter what it was.
Yeah. Well, and I just read a study from the Mayo Clinic, and it's not new. I think it's a few years old, but just the absolute benefits, and you said your dad's a doctor, the absolute benefits, health benefits of optimism, they're you know, you can't refute them. They're just absolutely true, and it's been proven scientifically. So I don't know, but
so
I guess
true.
It's a choice. I mean, you know, right? It's a choice. Yeah. You could face adversity and find a pessimist. And I do once in a while, I'll catch myself on the pessimistic mm-hmm. side of something. And then I'll just sort of chastise myself. Say, wait a minute, you're on Top of the World. Don't forget that.
Well, I actually have to say I have, like in the last couple of years, I actually work out of my home. I always have, not just a COVID thing, but, so I was sitting here doing my paperwork, at the kitchen counter and listening to your program. But that's one of the reasons I'm giving you kudos here, because that's why I love to listen to your program, because I'm always inspired and motivated. And the one thing that you said one time on your show that I'll never forget, because it's such a common question that people always ask, you know, how are you doing? And, you know, and then some people, they really go into, you know, depth. Okay, now how am I doing? And what should I say? And,
right.
And you know, and then a lot of times it's just the pat answer, you know, oh, fine. But in one of your programs, you said, Fantastic. I am doing fantastic. And do you know why I'm doing fantastic? Because really, it's more about what I say, how I will feel when I say that, as opposed to what other people think or whatever. And so I have used that, and you know what? It just brightens up the whole room.
Awesome.
You know, whether I'm feeling 100% or not, mm-hmm. if I say fantastic, well, guess what? After I say that, I'm actually feeling much better.
It's hard. It's hard to tell somebody you're doing fantastic and not actually feel it. It's like looking in the mirror, smiling, and trying to be upset. Absolutely.
Kind of.
Well, you made my day, Benga. So. You made my day.
Yeah.
I would love to, if
Thanks.
You would please text me your address. I am going to send you autographed copies of both my books and a special Homer gift of Homer Truffle Company chocolate. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Okay, I'll do that. Thanks for having me.
All right, Benga. Take care and stay on top of the world. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio, Radio on Purpose. We will definitely be coming back with John and maybe you right here on Top of the World. Stick around. Chris Story here on Top of the World with Mr. David Webb spinning the tunes back where he should be on top of Diamond Ridge at KPEN and KGTL AM FM. So I want to thank Bingit for being my guest. And up next is John. John, welcome to the Top of the World.
Hey, Chris, how's it going today?
I'm going to repeat what Bingit said. Fantastic. I'm on top of the world. John, thank you for being my guest today. And I guess I would just start by asking you, where are we talking to you? Where are you at?
I'm right here in Homer, up on Olson Mountain Road.
Oh, nice, nice. Do you ever ski up there?
I am on top of the world.
Right. You are literally on top of the world. Do you ever ski at the Olson Mountains rope toe?
Oh, yes. I don't, because I'm too old and I would probably fall down and hurt myself. But they have, it's awesome up there. And there's lots of skiing and it's gorgeous up here today.
Yeah, you know, I have not been up there to ski in a long, long time. Growing up here in Homer, I did ski up there. My brother, my cousin, and I, and absolutely loved it. But, okay, so what's your story? How does John go from wherever John was to on top of Olson Mountain? Where do you come from?
Oh, well, I grew up in Iowa, but then I escaped, and I got to Alaska 30 years ago, and you know what? It's been the best move ever.
What brought you here? Was it like Alaska Magazine or something prompted you, or the military? How'd you get up here?
No, I had a friend of mine that said, "Hey, let's go to Alaska," and I said, "Okay, let's go." And I came, and I ended up in Homer, and I've been here ever since.
And you know, family back home in Iowa probably thought you were a little bit bonkers, but did they start visiting you on the regular? And pretty soon, you looked like a genius.
Yes, every now and then we try to get my people to come up and visit. And once they come and they're like, oh, no wonder you came here.
Right. Especially on a day like this. You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. My guest is John, and we're talking about his life story. Started in Iowa a number of years ago, 30 years ago, you came to Alaska. And I'll ask you this, the same question of Bingit. Are you an optimist, John, by nature? Do you come by it honestly, or do you fight with pessimism? Where are you coming from?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm a total optimist. Yes, total optimist. And that's why I get a kick out of, like, your daughter and my daughter are friends, and that's why I get a big kick out of, because Zoe is, like, the biggest optimist I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, she, every now and then, and nobody in my family, John, lets me get away with it. And, in fact, one time I was at the gym, and Dr. Boyd Walker comes up to me and he says, "Hey, Chris, how you doing?" And I said, "Okay." And he goes, "Wait a minute. Okay. Aren't you supposed to be, you know, on top of the world? Aren't you supposed to be fantastic?" "Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yes, I'm doing great. Thank you very much." Yeah, Zoe's the same way. Never lets me get away with it. So earning a living in Alaska, we have challenges, John. There's times that we have economic winters and lots of adversities in life. What would you say to somebody that's facing an economic adversity or a hard time right now? What makes you think they can get over the hump?
Well, you know what? You just have to persevere, and you just have to keep your eyes up. And then no matter what the weather is like, you just turn around and it's like, you know what? It's just the way the day is today.
Yeah.
If it's snowy and it's blowing, then it's one thing. When it's sunny and it's bright, that's one thing. But you just, whatever. We went to a little trip to Hawaii a couple weeks ago. And we came back, and I thought, you know, when we come back, it's going to be snowy and winter, but that's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, you got it.
Just keep on and enjoy it. And then you get a day like today, holy mackerel. Okay, we can deal with that.
I was traveling too back in March, and I came back and I made a commitment to myself to get to the beach as often as possible, because I realized suddenly when I was so far from the ocean, I missed it dramatically. And I can't tell you why, but I just missed it. And since I've come back, I've made it a point to every other day or as often as possible, get myself to the beach. And that's very healing, isn't it?
That's right, because the dogs want to go to the beach too.
Right, exactly. John, thank you for coming up here from Iowa. You've been a blessing to our community over the years and built some incredible buildings and done some really great work. So thank you for coming from Iowa. Thank you for being a guest on the show. And as a gift from me to you, I would love to give you a copy of one or both of my books. So connect with me after the show here. I'll ask you to text me your address, or you can come by and pick them up here in Homer. And thank you again, John.
And thank you again, too, for having a funny show. It's interesting, and I enjoy listening, and I enjoy all your kids running around too. I think that's awesome. It's great to have our children do well.
Yes, sir.
In Homer, Alaska.
I agree. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, John. You stay on top of the world. I'm Chris Story here along with Mr. David Webb. I want to give out a couple of extra prizes. Again, huge thanks and big thumbs up to Bingit and John. Will you ever forget, by the way? Will you ever forget hearing the name Bingit for the first time in your life? I won't. And how she came by that name. Incredible. And thank you again, John. We'll get you guys copies of those books. I hope you enjoy them. And also, we've given away numerous here, so I'm going to be sending those out. It looks like books are going down to Washington, Oregon. Here's one going to California, Missouri. If you would like me to send a Born to Live book to somebody you think could use that positive message, got one left to give away. I'll send it out to you or a friend or somebody you think could use that message. 299-7653. All right, let's go back and award. So we've got Deborah's picking up a Captain's Coffee card. And so is Jennifer. I got to tell you, Jennifer, because I think she was really close to slicing up some chicken sushi. I was barely able to stop her. She had the nori, she had to have the rice and everything there in her raw chicken, and I was able to stop her. So for being such a great sport, Jennifer, and all of that, you're getting a Captain's Coffee card as well. But I'm going to go with the In-N-Out Burger. I mean, I've never had one, but Brad, if there's room on your island, you're the honorary winner then, because it's going to be you and me. And a bunch of burgers, it looks like, and hopefully no scale nearby. I just learned something. Marcus Aurelius, I picked up a book of his. Well, it's not really a book that he wrote. He did something called, well, today we would call it morning pages. I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's this idea where you just wake up and fairly soon after rising, just write. Call it journaling, diary, whatever, but really you're just writing. Thoughts that just are in the head, get them out. It doesn't matter what it is. It's for your eyes only. This isn't something you're going to go back and stitch together later into some sort of publication. It's just literally to get your thoughts kind of going, get your mind going, and just sort of reflect on, oh, what did I just write? And so it's called morning pages, and you just write a couple of pages every morning. Well, Marcus Aurelius was doing this all the way back in 180 AD. He wrote every single morning, but not for you and me. He literally just wrote as a healthy practice for himself, and it was put together later in a book called Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, and he was considered a Stoic, or at least he considered himself a Stoic and a follower of that philosophy. So his thoughts that would otherwise have been lost to the world are now etched forever in time and humanity. And I just wanted to share that. I thought, you know, I say your story matters, but imagine it's 25, 30, 50, 100 years from now, and a family member of yours can actually know what you were thinking on any given day. Now, some people have actually put it into their wills, the express dictate, do not share morning pages, must be burnt. Those are ones that you've got to read. Like, what did Grandpa say about me? I want to know. But really, it's a matter of just getting things out of your own mind and sort of a stream of consciousness. And if it's been working for, 2,000 years, then why not give it a try? I want to make sure, just the last little piece of business here, exclusive newsletter available only to you. I want to know if you've joined my newsletter. If not, text the word join at 299-7653 And you'll get my weekly newsletter from the desk of the Backyard Millionaire. Each Wednesday, I drop into your inbox. Got one coming out tomorrow. It's already written and scheduled. It is fantastic, but it's not to be aired here. It's literally just for recipients of the newsletter, and it's absolutely free. Text the word join at 299-7653, and you'll hear from me every Wednesday. Now, I will say this. Once in a great while, I'll send something over the weekend, but usually it's just very short and it's a gift. Like this last weekend, I sent out an ebook as a free gift. So wasn't much, you know, as far as the newsletter was concerned, it was just getting that free gift out. So if you join, you will only hear from me once a week. It's not much more than that. I want to thank Mr. David Webb and welcome back. We were sorry to say arrivederci to you before, but happy to have you back, si senor. And I want to thank you. I want to thank Deborah. I want to thank Jennifer. And I'd love to thank Bingit and John for being on the program. And until we meet again, I'm Chris Story reminding you, you were born to live.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. And may you stay forever young. May you stay forever young. May you grow up to be righteous. May you grow up to be true. May you